It is the Joe and Alex Show, and we have an interesting situation going on this morning.
Yesterday, we thought we would come up with a fun way to try to get you laid during the holidays. Basically, we said if you're a Joe and Alex Show listener and you text somebody these three emojis, the paint palette, the birthday cake, and the American flag, that means you want to hook up.
USA. USA.
But then Julie called us this morning and said, guys, my neighbor, who is also married, texted the sex code to my husband. And now Joe thinks it's going to be a good idea for us to call this neighbor, Teresa, and see if she is trying to get with Julie's husband.
How random is it that somebody would actually send a text with the emojis that we talked about? That's very, very purposeful. That's
Julie,
not accidental.
Julie, I just want to double check. You're sure you want us to call Teresa, your neighbor?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Producer MYK is dialing it. It is, okay, quiet, quiet. It's ringing. It's ringing.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Is this Teresa?
Yes, it is.
Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, hey, good morning. So, we have an interesting situation going on right now with you, Teresa. It involves a text that you might have sent somebody.
A text I sent someone?
Yeah, you text messaged somebody, the Joe and Alex Show hookup emojis.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, the hookup emojis, the paint thing, the paint easel, the birthday cake, and the USA flag. Do those sound familiar?
I really don't know what you're talking about.
Yesterday, Teresa, we gave out a sex code. We said, if you text these three emojis, this is what we said on our show, if you text those to somebody, yeah, that means you want to hook up. Is it true that your neighbor, Julie, you texted her husband to see if you wanted to hook up with him by using those three emojis?
No. What? No, that's not the case. Maybe on accident, or like if my kids had my phone or something, but that doesn't even make sense. Like, what?
Well, that's the point. That's the point. The emojis themselves are not supposed to make sense. That way, it's very specific. It's not like an accident. You could accidentally text that string of emojis. Like, they're so random.
We did it on purpose that it wouldn't be like the okay sign, a finger pointing, or like an eggplant emoji or a peach.
Yes, it's very, very specific so that there is no denying that this is the Joe and Alex Show sex code. And you sent it to your neighbor Julie's husband.
You know, this is very inappropriate. You guys are calling me and accusing me of something when I'm trying to get ready for work. Like, I'm not even really a listener of the show. No offense. I can't stand your voice, Alex.
wait. If you don't listen to the show, how can you not stand Alex's voice?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Sometimes it's just on. Like, this is really becoming ridiculous. I don't know why you guys are calling me when I'm trying to get ready for work just to attack me. This is really insane. You are a liar.
Whoa.
Are a liar.
Yeah, by the way, Teresa, Julie's on the phone. She heard everything you just said.
Yeah, Teresa, I've been listening the whole damn time, and you obviously listened to the show because you knew the host's name, okay? You're calling them my name. Well, it's on. It's just like it's a radio show, so sometimes it's inescapable. You know what? Like, you're such a lying whore, Teresa, and you're not happily married. You're not like this, you know, like this mom, this good, happily married mom that's not preying on your neighbor's husband. Mom. So stop lying on the phone. Everyone knows that's why Derek goes to the homeowners meetings without your ass, okay? So what I need you to do is stay the f*** away from my husband, you crazy bitch. You over here, you're weaving a web of lies, acting
not,
like you don't listen to the
crazy
show.
Bitch. You contacted a radio show to accuse me of something I did not do and have it exposed publicly.
It's in the puppy
That's
doctor.
Crazy.
First
There's
of all,
something wrong with you. There is something wrong with your
code
brain.
To my husband.
I did not text your husband. I haven't spoken to him in I don't know how long. I mean, sometimes we wave and we drive by each other, and that's the extent of our relationship.
You know,
I have two teenage kids, so who the hell knows what they're up to or if they're just trying to set us up. This is like, this is insane.
Teresa,
and I don't understand
stop
why you
deflecting.
Have a problem. No, you
stop
listen
deflecting.
To me. You listen to me. If you had a problem with me, why would you contact a radio station? That's absurd.
Okay, wait.
That is absurd. No, you contact the person. You, like, confront them quietly. This is just, like, some kind of weird drama. It's like
you know what's weird? You sending my husband the sex... Exactly. The emojis that were the sex code emojis. That's what's weird, Teresa.
It had to be an accident. I don't even have any recollection of it. And I can't believe you would call the Joe and Alex show just to, like, be dramatic. Like, it's not even a good show. I like that Murder Monday segment is so...
Oh, my God, Teresa. You're just confirming that you listened to it.
Yeah, how can you say...
You wouldn't even know about Murder Monday if you didn't listen to the show.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's just on. But I'm not, like, a listener. I don't...
Oh my God!
Like, it's just sometimes
like you're not. It's like you're not a sex code texter, but you texted the sex code.
All right, you know what, ladies, this has been fun, but I feel like you guys are going to be neighbors. You guys need to work this out. Maybe this was just a.
She needs to move.
She needs to move.
Oh no! Oh no, bitch! I'm not moving. I love my home. Okay. You just need to keep
your sexual fantasies
directed in another direction.
Teresa, I'm siding with Julie. I think that you're lying. I think you listen to our show. You know me. You know my voice. You know our segments. There's no way that you have never listened to our show if you're going to, by name, call out me and Murder Monday. There's no way.
I've never listened. I said sometimes it's on, but I'm not a listener. I wouldn't like tune in on purpose.
Well, maybe even it was on, and even though you're not a listener, you heard about the sex code yesterday.
I feel like it's the kids playing a prank. This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, I'm so creeped out.
It makes sense that your kids would text a sex code to their neighbor. That makes sense.
Their grown-ass neighbor, a dad. The phone lines are blowing up. I think we need to figure out who's right. Do you believe Julie? Do you stand by her that Teresa definitely is a listener? She 100% is trying to get with her husband. Or are you on Team Teresa? You think Julie's crazy and it was probably an accident. And you believe that Teresa doesn't listen.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for both listening to the Joe and Alex show and for calling in. Not what we were expecting here for the the hookup code, which, by the way, if you do want to use it, if you're looking to hook up with somebody, probably not your neighbor. If they're married, that's not a good idea. But it's really simple to do. It's just three emojis, which are
the paint palette, the birthday cake, and the American flag, baby.
All right. We'll talk to you next on the Joe and Alex show. Thanks, ladies.